Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Our Heaven Baby, a book on miscarriage and the hope of heaven by Leah Viss, is a Christian children's picture book that addresses miscarriage through the perspective of a young child. The story follows Abel, a 5-year-old who is excited about a new baby and then learns that the baby has died and is now in heaven with Jesus. Rather than focusing only on loss, the book uses Abel's questions and imagination to explore what heaven might be like for the baby. The tone is gentle, emotionally accessible, and designed to help families discuss grief in age-appropriate language. Based on the author's own experience of multiple miscarriages, the book combines personal authenticity with a clear faith-based message. Its purpose is not to explain miscarriage medically or theologically in depth, but to provide a comforting, child-friendly way to acknowledge sadness while offering hope rooted in Christian belief about eternal life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a child-centered way to explain miscarriage to young readers. The most distinctive feature of the book is its decision to tell the story through a child's perspective. Abel is old enough to feel excitement about a new sibling, but young enough to need simple and concrete language when tragedy happens. That choice matters because miscarriage is often difficult for children to understand in abstract terms. The book avoids clinical explanation and instead frames the event through familiar family conversation, making the emotional reality easier to process. This approach also reflects how children typically ask direct, practical questions after a loss. By centering the narrative on Abel's response, the book gives parents a model for addressing grief without overwhelming a child with adult vocabulary or theological complexity. The result is a text that functions less as a formal explanation and more as a conversation starter for families trying to talk honestly about death, loss, and uncertainty in a developmentally appropriate way. Secondly, balancing grief with Christian hope in heaven, the book's core message is that sorrow and hope can exist together. It does not deny the pain of miscarriage, but it places that pain within a Christian understanding of heaven as a real and comforting destination. That theological framing is central to the book's emotional structure. Instead of ending in unanswered grief, the story directs attention toward the baby being with Jesus, which offers a sense of safety and continuity beyond death. For families who hold this belief, that emphasis can help transform a frightening event into something that can be discussed without losing hope. The book's value lies in its refusal to separate mourning from faith. It treats loss seriously, yet it also shows how belief in heaven can soften fear and create room for peace. This makes the book especially relevant in Christian homes, where spiritual reassurance is an important part of how children learn to understand death. Thirdly, using imagination to make heaven feel approachable, Abel's imagined view of heaven is one of the book's most effective devices. He thinks about what the baby might be doing there, including joyful and playful images that are accessible to young children. This imaginative layer is important because it translates an invisible concept into something a child can picture. Instead of presenting heaven as remote or purely doctrinal, the story gives it movement, color, and activity. That makes the idea emotionally usable for children who may not grasp theology in formal terms, but can respond to pictures of joy and belonging. The imagination also serves a therapeutic purpose it gives Abel, and by extension, the reader, a way to stay connected to the baby through hopeful thought rather than only through absence. In children's literature, that balance between fantasy and emotional truth is often what allows difficult subjects to be discussed gently. Here, imagination is not escape. It is a bridge between grief and comfort. Fourthly, the role of illustrations in softening a difficult subject. Illustration is not just decorative in this book. It is part of how the message works. Because miscarriage can be emotionally heavy for both children and adults, the visual style helps determine whether the story feels frightening or reassuring. The artwork is described as imaginative and cheerful, which supports the book's aim of making heaven feel welcoming rather than abstract. In a picture book on loss, visual tone matters as much as text because children often absorb emotional cues from images before they fully process words. The illustrations, therefore, help mediate the tension between sadness and hope. They allow the book to acknowledge pain without dwelling in darkness, because this is significant in practical terms for caregivers, since a visual narrative can be revisited gradually and discussed over time. The pictures also expand the emotional range of the book, giving the reader a sense of movement from earthly grief toward heavenly comfort. That makes the book more usable as a family resource than a text-only explanation would be. Lastly, a grief resource shaped by personal experience and family use. The book gains credibility from the fact that Leah Viss wrote it after experiencing multiple miscarriages herself. That background gives the story a grounded emotional perspective rather than a detached or theoretical one. Readers and reviewers consistently respond to that authenticity because the book does not sound like an outside observer describing grief in general terms. Instead, It reflects the specific challenge of helping children understand a family loss that adults themselves are still processing. This is one reason the book has appeal beyond the immediate miscarriage context. It can also support conversations about death, heaven, and family separation more broadly, especially in faith-based settings. Its audience includes parents, ministers, counselors, and others who help children navigate bereavement. In that sense, the book is both a story and a practical tool. It stands out because it combines personal testimony, child-level accessibility, and Christian consolation in a format that is short, visual, and easy to revisit. In conclusion, Our Heaven Baby is best suited for Christian families, caregivers, children's ministry leaders, counselors, and anyone looking for a gentle way to talk with young children about miscarriage. Its main strength is that it addresses a painful subject without becoming clinically distant or emotionally evasive. Instead, it gives children a simple framework for understanding loss while keeping the focus on hope, heaven, and the continued value of the baby who died. That makes it especially useful in homes where faith is central to grief and where parents want a resource that reflects their beliefs rather than replacing them with abstract language. Compared with many books on loss, this one stands out because it is specifically designed for miscarriage, written from lived experience, and presented in a picture book format that children can actually engage with. It is not a comprehensive grief manual, but that is also part of its value. It serves a focused purpose with clarity, helping families speak honestly about sadness while offering a Christian vision of comfort that young children can begin to understand. If you would like to support Leah Viss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.